This is SBS News. I'm Maya Jameson. In this bulletin, New South Wales records two more coronavirus cases, taking its Bondi cluster to six infections. A Sydney man has been arrested for allegedly supporting Islamic State group as part of a joint counter-terrorism investigation. And in football, a Denmark midfielder who collapsed during a Euro 2020 game is released from hospital. Shoppers at Sydney's Bondi Junction Westfield are being urged to come forward for testing after health officials said the increased transmissibility of the Delta variant means fleeting contact could lead to more positive COVID-19 cases. New South Wales has recorded two new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, bringing the cluster linked to the shopping centre to six. A woman in her 40s and a man in his 50s both visited the Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre, with the man's case reported yesterday. The state's health minister, Brad Hazzard, says the man caught the virus while shopping at the Myer store in Bondi Junction. He was on the same floor in the same section as the limousine driver, believed to be at the centre of the outbreak.
Delta virus is a near and present danger. It's a virus that is very capable of transmitting even when we have very fleeting proximity between the individual who is infectious and any of us who might be passing by.
Mandatory mask wearing on public transport in the Greater Sydney region came into effect from 4 p.m. on Friday and will stay in place until Wednesday. Mask wearing in indoor public venues such as cinemas is recommended. Victoria, meanwhile, has recorded one new local coronavirus case after more than 30,000 tests over the past day. The single infection is a primary close contact of an existing case. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says this latest case is part of the Maidstone Our Care Aged Care outbreak.
So that brings the overall number of cases in that particular outbreak to 13. That individual's been in quarantine throughout his infectious period, so no new exposure sites.
Two cases acquired overseas have also been recorded for Victoria in the past 24 hours. A Sydney man has been arrested for allegedly supporting Islamic State group as part of a joint counter-terrorism investigation. Police executed search warrants on Friday in the western Sydney suburbs of Chester Hill and Sefton. The 24-year-old man has been charged with being a member of a terrorist organisation and will face court today in Parramatta. Stephen D'Ametto from the AFP says the group's influence remains a threat.
We will allege in court that the man had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State back in 2018, had collected a large amount of extremist material, and was in possession of several improvised explosive recipes.
Australia is planning to take China to the World Trade Organization over China's decision to impose tariffs of up to 220% on Australian wine exports. Trade Minister Dan Tehan says the process is available to any WTO member as an option to resolve trade disputes in a respectful manner. Australia has already complained to the WTO over China's blocking of barley, and it's made this latest move after consulting winemakers.
We believe that the actions taken by the Chinese government have caused serious harm to the Australian wine industry.
The First People's Assembly of Victoria is putting the state government on notice, arguing it has failed to deliver for traditional owners. At its meeting this month, members demanded stronger action from the government because it says it hasn't yet delivered outcomes. The Assembly's co-chair, Marcus Stewart, has told SBS News he wants to sit down with the government and set out a timeframe.
We're disappointed as much as any other traditional owner nation out there, given the lack of commitment, you could say, but outcomes in particular from government on this.
The Victorian government has been contacted for comment. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, shower 16. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, much the same at 15 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy and 12. Canberra, similar conditions, 14. Wollongong, showers, wind easing at 18. Sydney, showers also at 18. Newcastle, more rain, 19 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 22. Cairns, sunny, 25. And Darwin, sunny as well, at 31. This is SBS News.